Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up before May 10th, you'll be getting a physical abundance box. Plus, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhower.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. We've been having so much fun this week, so I wanted to give you some bonus episodes because I want to give you a little piece from the 5-day workshop that we're doing called Most Abundant Week Ever. I think it's such an important discussion that we don't have enough, so I hope that these episodes will open your eyes to new possibilities in your life and remind you of the things you need to hear, which is that you truly are extraordinary and there really is so much here for you, and it's time to allow that in and to learn what are the really powerful tools that you have in order to manifest that which you want. By the way, if you haven't joined us yet, you can still sign up and catch us live every single day. We're having some amazing conversations and giving away some fun stuff. You can still go to kathyheller.com/abundant if you want to sign up and grab your seat. All right, well, let's get into a piece of this. Take a listen. Hi, guys. We are so excited to get started. This is such a treat to spend this time together for a week, really diving into what matters most, truly, and to walk you back home to yourself. But we're really going to share space together. So we're going to be doing some meditation this week. We're going to just move into an elevated state of consciousness this week. Hopefully you're going to have tons of aha moments this week. Hopefully you're going to feel so good this week. That's what you came for, to feel so good. And hopefully we're going to set a lot down this week. Whatever's been feeling heavy, whether you've been conscious or unconscious of it, most of the time we're unconscious of it. We're going to set it down. How does that sound? This is such important work. We get so distracted and we become so busy that we forget what we came for every day. We get so pulled away from what it is that really we are here for. And this week, we're going right there. So, Colleen, how are you doing this morning?
It was so good. You guys, it feels like Christmas morning every time we get to share these beautiful sessions with you. So we've all just woken up so excited for this to begin. We've been like waiting and waiting for it. And it's going to be a magical journey together. So welcome. We're so happy you're here.
So happy you're here. We're going to go through the looking glass. I'm going to lead you in a meditation. And you know, the reason we're going to do that every day is because words don't teach. Words don't teach. It's not enough to believe, you have to know. And how do you know? Because you have an experience, right? Because you feel it. Because
you go to a different place. You find a different latitude and longitude of that, which is your own beingness. And that's what's going to happen every day this week. And then we'll be able to talk about it. And then we'll be able to unpack it. And really what we're doing is just walking back home to ourselves. So you guys came here because you have big dreams, big dreams. And it's easy to tell ourselves that we're fine. And it's easy to tell ourselves that we don't have actually big dreams and it's all fine. And really, there's something in your soul that doesn't let you go. It just keeps coming back. And no matter how many good shows you watch on Netflix or how much good dessert you can find, there's something inside you that says you were put here to be a creator. And you know it. And you are filled with this incredible potential. And the world needs you. And if the world didn't need you, you wouldn't be here. And so sometimes the most incredible, most powerful tools are hidden in plain sight. And so this week, we're going to show you how powerful you are. We're going to show you what it really means to create, what it really means to manifest, what it really means to turn your thoughts into things. And you're going to realize that you were right, that there was a part of you that knew this all along. And you've had moments where you've done it really well. And then the world tries to convince you that things are not what you know that they are. And you look with your eyes open instead of with your eyes closed. And you know that you see further when you close your eyes than you do when you open your eyes. And so we're going to return you to your truth. And we're going to return you to this wizardry that is your vibration. And we're going to learn how to access it and learn how to tune that focus like a Jedi so that you can make the most beautiful world. Because we each live in a different world. It's our perception. It's a movie. It's a hologram. You're the director. You're the writer. You're casting it. And it's all a reflection. It's all a tuning fork. So we're going to do that this week. We're going to wake you up. We're going to make you become conscious. So often you are just living in the unconscious program like a preschooler who's like running your life. Thoughts and feelings that you've hardwired in a software program since you're 6 years old. And you're not responding and you're not creating, you're just reacting. And it doesn't feel great. And you know it. So we're going to get you out of there. So for anyone who doesn't know me, if you've never done anything with me before, you've never heard my podcast, you've never come to a workshop, it's awesome. Is this new? If it is, welcome. If you're someone who's been here many times, welcome. We're so happy to be with you. Such a gift. Such a tremendous gift. So you'll hear a little bit more about me as we go through this week, but this week really isn't about me. It's really about us. There really isn't even separation, right? That's an illusion. Read a little Einstein, you find that out. But this is really about the collective consciousness of all of us being in tune, being in sync. I host a podcast, I coach, I write books, I help people change their subconscious program so they can become master manifestors. Colleen is a phenomenal human being. She keeps all this stuff going. She runs this team. She's also a PhD psychologist. She's also super woo. She gets it all. She's very fast in her understanding of what this all whole matrix is about. And together, we're going to be your guides. We're going to all step into this rocket ship and move into the next dimension. That's what we're doing here. And I'm hoping that whatever happens here, it's just going to feel like letting go of everything that isn't you. So you just access more of what you know. Because the truth is that when something is true, you knew it already. That's why your gut goes, that feels true. It's because you already knew it. But a part of us, we have an ego. We have a part of us that's in fight or flight. This amygdala, it's trying to protect you all the time. And oh my gosh, so many things around us try to put us in this state of threat. And then you really can't remember what you know because you're caught in fear. And there's only two buttons in the video game. You're either afraid or you're receptive. And when you're receptive, you're powerful, man. You can see clearly and you can move because your energy is fully, fully expansive. It's not constricted. So before we begin, and we're going to start with meditation, then we're going to kind of go into today's first bite of the workshop. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to ask yourself. I want you to ask the part of you. There's always a part of you that really knows, that remembers to remember what you really know. I want you to ask that part of you. What did you come here to hear? What do you need to be reminded of this week? What did you come here to hear? What permission do you need? What liberation do you need? What understanding do you need reminding of? Okay, now you can open your eyes. And if you feel like sharing, you can share in the chat. What did you come here to hear? What did you come here to know? To stop fearing the future, that I can really do it, that I'm capable, that by speaking my truth, some people won't like me and that's okay. Yeah, letting go of codependency, it's going to be a big one. You're going to realize how much that is entangled in your ability to manifest or not manifest, to create or not create, that I'm enough and not to fear, that I can make the business of my dreams, don't hold back, my purpose, my path, that I'm whole, that I'm worthy, worthy of wealth. Yeah. And we're going to unpack a lot of that today. And we're going to look at identity. Who's worthy? Who is the who that's worthy? Is it your ego or is it your soul? And what do souls need to do to be worthy? Nothing. What do egos need to do to be worthy? Quite a bit, as it turns out. They get wrapped up in that. So we're going to unpack some of this. We're going to understand, we're going to have a paradigm shift about who we are and where we are and where we're headed and what we really came for. Did we really come for a pile of things? Or is that just the indication of the expansion and the feeling state, the elevation of vibration that we actually want? And can we have more than just a pile of things? Can we have a pile of things, but can we really have that which we came for, which is an elevated state of consciousness, a feeling of being in our own company where we love just the feeling of being itself, the satisfaction of being satisfied, the feeling of being in a space of inner peace, of creativity, of expansion, of a better thought, and another one right after that. So we're going to go into our meditation now. We're going to meditate for a few minutes, and then we're going to start to unpack chapter one of this 5-day experience. And I'll tell you right now that we create these 5-day experiences so that you have a breakthrough. And many of you are going to say, you'll have a breakthrough in the first 8 minutes. Maybe you already have. And that's why we create these experiences. So we like to feel as though there's a lot of people out there in the world. There's a lot of people on the internet. There's a lot of people doing a lot of things. And when they zig, we like to zag. We like to create this intimacy. Why? It feels so good. It's all I want to do every day. So we created this week so that this week will stand on its own as an experience that will give you something that you can take away. And that's what that is about. And at the end of this week, for those of you who are like, yeah, yeah, I hear that. And my soul is lit and I want the next thing. Then yes, we'll tell you all the ways at the end. If you want another experience, we'll explain, we'll share. This is what I do. I host retreats. I host 12-week-long incredible programs. We do lots of things. I have a podcast. It's free. There's lots of ways for you to hang out with me. And we'll talk about it at the end. But I want you to fully allow yourself to just buckle your seatbelt and just allow yourself to sink into this experience, because this experience is designed for you to get something that allows your soul to be nourished, allows you to wake up, allows you to return to what you know is your truth. So we're going to meditate a little bit, and we're going to go into chapter one of today's work. Just so you know, we are going to announce at the end today who is the winner of this gorgeous red Apple computer, iMac desktop. And don't worry, because every single day of this 5-day experience, because we really do enjoy the feeling of abundance, there's going to be new giveaways every day. So that's going to be announced. We're going to announce one of the winners who won the bundle of the Beats headphones, Marc Jacobs tote, There was like a Swell water bottle that went with that. We're going to announce that. And then we're going to give you a little like homework every day. And the homework won't be hard. It'll actually be like homework. My friend Annie says it's like moving you back in to resonance with yourself. And these questions will hopefully start to help you to reflect and to gain insight within, right? When you participate and you do that homework, just by sharing your homework, you'll be entered into another giveaway. And at the very end of this week, we'll be giving away another Apple desktop, because I have this red Apple desktop. It's what I'm using right now. And it's fire. And it makes you feel like creating. It makes you want to like get into it every day and write things and say things and open up your heart and open up this incredible world. So we're going to give that away again at the end. So stay tuned, stay with us. And if you want to know how to enter these things, we'll tell you. There's going to be really simple things like, hey, subscribe to the podcast. It's free. It's awesome. It's so much fun. Today, Andrew McCarthy is on the podcast. Great episodes. Rainn Wilson was just on. We have incredible people like Deepak Chopra who come on this podcast, and it's free. You should subscribe anyway, because it's such a great resource. So things like that, we'll tell you. You can do that and then enter to win. But a few of you have already entered, and we will be announcing those winners at the end of today, and there will be more opportunities. So who's ready? Who's excited? Awesome. You know what this feels like? How many of you saw The Goonies, right? Of course, I think we're all old enough to have known about this movie. I love this scene when they're like down there, like in whatever that is. It's not really like a cave. It's kind of like this underworld. And they get this like option to kind of get out, you know? And Sean Astin's character says, no, he's like, down here, it's our time. Up there, it's their time, right? And they stay on this adventure. And I feel like those of you who came here, you want to be on the greatest adventure, right? You want the adventure back home to your alignment, right? Because you know that you're holding yourself back and it's killing you. And you know on some level that all this stuff they're selling you about the hustling and the hard work, something inside of you says, that's not right. It's not supposed to work that way. And I think you're onto something. So let's start with a meditation. And then we'll have a conversation about what it is we want to teach you on day one. All right? All right, guys, if you're seated somewhere where you're safe, please close your eyes. So here we go. I'm going to invite you, if you are in a safe place, not driving, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. And let's just breathe a few times. Take a few deep breaths. Breathing in, fully breathing in. We forget to breathe. Our body is so thirsty for our breath. Take a few deep breaths and let it out. And as you breathe, I want you to just find the part of you that is your truth, your center. I want you to start to feel that there is more to you than this physical body, something called consciousness. I want you to see if you can feel how your energy extends in front of your heart, to the sides of you, behind you, above you. And as you start to connect with the consciousness that really is you, this being, this soul, this electricity, you are connected to this infinite field. And as you close your eyes, I want you to feel how you are connected to that which is eternal, that which is, was, and will be. And this part of you, this is who you were before you were given a name. And this is who you've always been. Not your body, not your story. The essence, the essential self. It's not the I am Kathy Heller, it's just the I am. Before you were given a somebody suit. The part of you that's not a body, no body. Beyond time, beyond space, beyond the limited program of the unconscious mind. And I want you to just witness yourself sitting here. Just witness your thoughts. They might be wandering. And if they wander, that's what minds do. Minds wander constantly, just like hearts beat. So you can just notice that your mind is wandering and just lovingly, with no judgment, just notice it. And then you ask yourself, who's the one who's witnessing? It's you. the part of you that's not hooked into the program of the mind, part of you that's bigger than your mind. And now, just like Mary Poppins drawing into the sidewalk and jumping into a picture, I want you to see if you can use the creative genius that is put into your soul. I want you to see yourself, your future self. I want you to see yourself and you're sitting on a bench and you're talking to a friend and you can see how happy you are, how much ease, how much alignment, how in the flow, how in the stream your life is in this moment. And you're witnessing this future self telling your friend how much you're allowing in, how much of a wonder, how much of a marvel, what a gift it is. And you see yourself and you know that this is who you've always been meant to be. This is the you that's come home to herself. And there's nothing more intoxicating or sexy about a person who's just fully in sync with themselves, is coming from this place of their own truth, feeling this elevated state of being, not needing the outside, not externalizing their power, their happiness, but finding within themselves this full, infinite, beautiful expansion. And now I want you to fast forward this movie and see this version of you doing what she was put here to do. Just like a dolphin dances in the ocean, just like a bird soars, just like a redwood tree stands so tall. I want you to just see yourself fully emerged, fully aligned, doing what you were put here to do. Giving away the gifts that you've been given, sharing time with people who see because they're willing to see. And I want you to feel what it feels like to witness this. And I want you to feel your heart starting to open. I want you to feel how much coherence, how much resonance is supporting you here. And what's the feeling? What's the feeling? Is it freedom? Is it love? Is it true peace? And the more you linger in these feelings, the more you're receiving and drawing this vision into your 3D experience. Because the world is made of consciousness. It's all energy. It's a vibrational world. And each of us makes a vibrational imprint. And as you have this experience, you realize that you're not living by the past conditions of your subconscious program. You're free. You're no longer bound to the chemical addictions of the thoughts that create those feelings in your body. You're living in this moment, directed by your truth, your conscious, awake, elevated truth. And your body is thanking you. And the world around you is responding to a different mind. We're going to take a few more deep breaths and we're going to memorize the feeling of watching your future self as she was intended to live. You're going to take a couple deep breaths. And when you're ready, you will open your eyes. And when you return, something will have changed. It's a new time. It's a new body. It's a new future. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And I want you to tell me in the chat, how do you feel? What came through? Did you have any sense of a aha moment? Light, whole, safe, calm, refreshed, at ease, joyful, peaceful, ready. I'm so happy that you could give yourself that ultimate possibilities My favorite word is possibility. So let's see if we can unpack that now a little bit, okay? The reason that we do that meditation is because, as I said before, words don't teach. It's experience that teaches. I could read you a sonnet. I could try to tell you all about love, but you won't know what love is until someone sits beside you just to be a witness. Someone just shows up with no judgment. That's when you'll know. Someone doesn't need you to earn it. They just love you anyway. Even when you're scared, then you know what love is, because it's not earned. Love, by definition, can't be earned. So I could try to tell you things about this world and how it works. You could tell me things too. You guys all have a lot of wisdom you could teach me, but I have to experience it. And so when we meditate, we shift our energy. So what's really happening there? Let's see if we can understand this. So just so you know a little bit about me. So in college, I was studying world religion and philosophy. I wound up going to Jerusalem. I thought I was going to be there for the summer after I graduated from college. I wound up learning in the old city of Jerusalem for 3 years. I was studying Jewish mysticism and meditation with a very holy rabbi and his beautiful wife, who's also a very powerful sort of astrologer. And she does a lot of amazing things. And I lived there for 3 years, and I saw the world through a different kaleidoscope. I started understanding the technology of this world. And I learned that I was someone because I was some of the one. And I learned that I was a masterpiece because I was a piece of the master. And because we're all in this one ocean. And as Marianne Williamson said to me, it's amazing how people, you think of yourself as an ego, right? You have the whole story about yourself. And therefore, you got a lot. You got to prove, you got to hustle, you got to hold on. You don't want to lose what you have. It's like amazing, this illusion of separation. Einstein said that is the most persistent, even though it is an illusion that anything is separate, because it's all one big field of consciousness, right? The space between me and this computer, what's going on, everything is made of atoms and electrons. That's all that it is, right? And an atom is 99% energy and less than 1% matter. So most of the world is not a physical experience, although we just buy into this illusion. Although the most impressive thing about anyone is not what they're wearing. It's the energy that they carry. That's all that we're impressing and imprinting upon one another and exchanging all day long. It's all energy all day, all the time. But we just buy into this illusion that we're separate. And so, as I was saying before, as Marianne Williamson said to me, you would never look at the ocean and say, that wave is separate from that wave. That's amazing. How could you do that? Where does that wave end and that one begin? They're all part of the same ocean, right? And all of us are in this field. So what's happening to us every single day? Let's see if we can understand. What's happening is between the ages of like 0 and 12, we have a level of consciousness where it's kind of like the days of wet cement. You know, when there's wet cement, you can put your dog's paw print in it. You can write your name in it. It's going to stick. So we create a software program by the way we interpret things and whatever is coming into our sphere, and we're extremely receptive. And then what happens is the software program gets written and thoughts get hardwired in. Okay. And you think a thought. And here's the thing with thoughts. So after I left Jerusalem, I came to Los Angeles and I enrolled in the Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA. And I spent 3 years there. So I kind of took this mystical experience and coupled it with the scientific understanding of the brain and how it works. And I got to see pictures of the brain and I got to understand it. It's the most incredible tool. It's amazing. Like, we know more about our iPhones than we do about our own minds, right? We got to change that. So what did I come to understand is that we are most of the time not living from a conscious place. We're not even awake. 95% of the brain is unconscious. So you're not really making choices as much as you think you are. You're just projecting and reacting. Now, here's the thing about the brain. When you think a thought, you don't just think a thought. Every time you think a thought, there's a chemical that is released into the brain, into the body. That creates a feeling. You could get cortisol, which makes you feel stressed. You could get dopamine, that makes you feel a little bit happy. And thoughts literally trigger it. So thoughts then get tied into an actual chemical like situation. And so then you wonder, why is it that every single day, wake up out of bed, and within like a few minutes, I kind of remember my problems. And then I say, I know what today's going to be like, right? And you can predict it. It's super predictable. Yeah, it's predictable. You've rehearsed it. You're going to think the way you did yesterday, which means you're going to feel the way you did yesterday. And therefore, you're going to respond the way you did yesterday. But you have this thing, this thing right here, this prefrontal cortex. This is the crowning jewel of the human, okay? Which means we can become conscious and we can actually expand how conscious we are. And when we're conscious, we become creative. When we're conscious, we become coherent. See, here's the thing about the unconscious program. When you're living in this unconscious place, you're in fight, flight, or freeze, and you can't create there. You can't manifest. In fact, we can actually see imagery where your energy field constricts, right? But when someone is operating from a conscious place, you're operating from a place beyond the ego, right? Beyond the mind, beyond this limitation that just constantly tells you why there's evidence that you can't do this, you can't do that. You get beyond there. It's sort of like being in a plane. And instead of flying near the storm, you just fly at a different altitude, right? And now you just start drawing experiences to you. The synchronicities happen. So I'll give you a good understanding. Here's your lesson for day one, okay? What's amazing about this is that my Kabbalistic rabbi, David Aaron, taught me this when I was 21. And then every single person who's become a teacher of mine teaches the same thing. And I'm like, all right, Deepak Chopra and Joe Dispenza and Esther Hicks, they're all saying the exact same thing that I learned in Jerusalem when I was 21. So here's what it is. How many of you, like me, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. You've used a radio before. My kids are like, what's a radio, mom? What are you talking about? I'm like, well, there was a time. There was like an antenna and a radio. My kids don't understand this. In fact, yesterday, my daughter wanted to buy a camera, a film camera. So we were at Urban Outfitters and they sell it because it's so like retro, you know? So she's like, okay, how many pictures can I take with this? I'm like, 36. And she's like, 36. And then what? I'm like, you have to process it. And then it comes back. And she didn't understand this technology. She's like, you can't just take an unlimited amount. I'm like, no, you can't. You can't just see them right away. I'm like, no. Like, we used to have to wait and go process the film, right? And sometimes they get ruined. You remember what it was like in the 80s and 90s, right? It's a different world. So anyway, we had a radio. I love that radio. Listen to my Debbie Gibson, my Paula Abdul, you know, all the good stuff. So how does a radio work? Well, it works just like you do, just like you. You just don't realize that that's actually how you work. So it's interesting that the word Kabbalah actually means to receive. The Kabbal means to receive. So what does it mean that we're built like a radio? Well, radios are receivers. That's another word for a radio, is a receiver. It's a receiver. And then what does a receiver do when it's working? It gets reception. So follow me here. Okay. So how many of you have heard of the law of attraction? We've heard that. So I see it a little bit differently, and I'm going to share that with you right now. My understanding, what I've been taught, it's the law of reception. What's the difference? Well, if I have a radio, let's keep going with this analogy. This analogy is going to change your life if you let it. So if I have a radio sitting right next to me, and I turn it on, I turn on this receiver, will I hear music? Yes or no? There's music. Well, that's really amazing, right? Because a second before I turned it on, I didn't hear any music. Then I turn it on and there's music playing. What does that mean? That's so weird. That's actual. That's actually how a radio works. Like right now, if I went downstairs, got a radio. For God's sakes, Colleen, I tell this analogy so much. Why don't I have a radio that I can just show this analogy? Note to self, let's Amazon me a radio overnight. Okay. Now here's the other thing. Let's go deeper. This radio, pretend that I have this radio here. So if I turn it on the dial, check this out. I can change what music comes through. So I could listen to hip hop music. I can find oldies music, which is probably like what I grew up on at this point, which is ridiculous. Like Peter Cetera and Chicago, that's oldies. Yeah, that's oldies now. Anyways, so I can find some oldies music. I could find, I don't know, some sports broadcasts. My husband would probably listen to that. I'd be like yawning. But what's happening here? What's happening is that the radio is controlling what broadcast is coming in. Am I right or am I right? The radio is controlling the broadcast. Why is that? Why is that? Because the radio decides what frequency it lines up with. The radio is choosing a frequency to match, and then the music will play dependent on what the radio goes first. The radio is going to select it, and then it's going to change the outcome of this music and the experience that we have in this room. This is the most fundamental thing you can learn about creating and becoming a master manifester. And this is not hocus pocus, and this is not yim yam, and this is not something new agey. This is legit how it works. If you study science, if you study the body, if you study the mind, if you study consciousness, if you study anything spiritual, it will all lead you back to this principle. And as long as you're not getting this principle, you're gonna get static instead of music. Okay? So what would be, take a second and write this down. What would be the most dreamy, yummy experience that you would love to manifest? Is it $1 million? Is it the love of your life? Is it better health? Is it a trip to Paris with your best friend? What is it? What would be like the most delicious, delightful, dreamy thing that you could manifest? Okay, so as you think of them, you'll put them in the chat. A life free to do what I love. $50,000 a month to have the freedom and love of live on my terms. Great. Be a keynote speaker. Great. $1 million business and financial freedom for me and my family. Own an ocean view home. Amazing. Have a foundation for foster children. Gorgeous. Great dream. That's amazing. Traveling the world, living my dream life. Who doesn't want to travel? Gosh, yeah. Take advantage of this amazing world that God made. A healthy life, freedom to travel, health, freedom, peace. Okay. Now let's go deeper here. Okay. If someone were to ask you, that person's going to be me right now. Why does that not happen for you? Why are you not having that? Why don't you have that? Why don't you have financial freedom? Why don't you let's just get into it, right? Let's just be conscious, right? It's really good if you want to create some kind of antidote. A doctor needs to just know what's wrong, right? Let's just look at what is. Let's just, without judgment, what's the reason? Why do you think that is? Because I'm going to help you actually let that go so I can give you the ability to tap into your own capacity to create what you want. Okay. So why do you think that you don't have that which you want? Because I played small, because my feelings are not in alignment, because I don't know the steps to take. Fear. So I'm going to take a break for 1 second, just because I've been talking a lot. I want to ask Colleen if she wants to share something, and then we're going to sort of go into the next piece. Colleen, what do you want to comment on all this so far?
It's all just extraordinary. And I think the big thing is, like Kathy's saying, this concept will literally change your life. Because when we normally think of law of attraction, there's inherent in that a sense that something is over there, right? It's like not accessible to us. And in order for us to experience it or allow it into our life, there's something we have to go do to draw it towards us. And then we're in ultimately separation from it in our current awareness of it, right? And so we feel like we're chasing after it. We're confused about why it doesn't show up. We're frustrated. We're doing all the things we're supposed to be doing and it's still not here. And what gives and what gives and what gives. But when we can really start to realize, oh, so like I'm the radio and I actually control the dial and I can shift that dial anytime I want. That's why I'm not finding what I'm finding. Because if you keep watching the movie that it's not here, right? It's like, if you think of it as like, well, I'm listening, you know, to my oldies, which that's crazy that Chicago's oldies, but okay. It's like, I love Chicago. So we're listening to Chicago. We'll be like, well, but I don't understand. Like, why am I not like listening to like, well, I was going to say Lionel, but I think he might be oldies now too. This is so sad. So, you know, you could say like, why am I not listening to Adele, right? Or Halsey or whoever, right? It's like, well, it's not on that channel. You have to change that channel. But if you keep listening to the same channel, if you keep focused yourself on that channel, you cannot actually allow in what's already there and already broadcasting. So it really is about us recognizing the moment that we ask for something, the moment we have this desire, like you all just wrote in that chat, it's already done. It exists. It's available. And the work isn't in trying to make it happen. The work is in starting to understand, like the second question Kathy just asked you of why do you think you don't have it? Because that's the resistance that's really blocking it in this moment. It's not that you have to go do something. It's that we need to sort of dissolve and allow. So we remove those barriers, that resistance, so we can just experience what's already there.
I'm loving this conversation. I love what Colleen just added here. I love how fired up you all are. You know what it is? Because you're awake right now, right? Something has landed somewhere where you're just like, feeling this greater capacity to access more, right, of what's probably really going on, and you're feeling that, and that's good. So if I were to take, this is another science-based thing that I'm going to show you as a metaphor so you can kind of understand this better. If I were to take two guitars, two totally different guitars from two totally different manufacturers owned by two totally different people, and I were to take the guitars and put them on this table right here, okay, right in front of me. If I pluck the C string on this guitar, what do you think happens to this other guitar? Not connected, not touching, just sitting over here somewhere else in the room. Two guitars. What happens to the other guitar? Yeah, the other guitar vibrates, but what specifically vibrates on the other guitar? Does anyone know? Yeah, the C string, only the C string. Why is that? Because there's a law in the universe. There's an actual principle, just like gravity, right? If I were to take this hand cream that's sitting here and I'm going to drop it, you can't hear it because my mic is pretty good, but it just fell. Why? Because there's something called gravity. It exists, period. It's a principle of physics, right? There's a principle in physics called the law of resonance. It's a matching vibration every single time. There will be. When you send out this signal, you will get the same signal back. You're the radio. You go first. The universe responds to you. So often people will say, I want this, I want that. And then when I asked you why, you said, because I want to feel freedom, because I want to feel this, I want to feel that. So the sponsoring vibration to what you want is freedom. You want to feel freedom. So it's amazing to me because then I'll say to someone, okay, this is how it works. The world is made of vibration. All that there is energetic. All that there is frequency, and you cast a frequency. You broadcast a frequency and you will get back your frequency. So I want you to feel lit. I want you to feel good. And you know what people will say to me? That's too much of a cost. No, no, not today. And it's amazing. And I go, why won't you feel good? No. I won't feel good till you give me what I want. That's the only way I'll feel good. Right now, I'm going to not feel good. Tell me something else to do. Tell me anything to do. Give me any other how besides feeling good, and I'll do it. I've been coaching thousands of people a year, okay? Thousands and thousands of people every single year for many years. And I can tell you this is where we get stuck. Because what you're saying is my fullness, my expansion, my well-being, it's out there. And this thing I want, that's the only thing that is going to give it to me. It's the relationship that's going to give it to me. It's a pile of stuff. It's a Range Rover. And until I get that Range Rover, I'm not going to be happy. No, 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 ma'am. But if you give it to me, I'll turn it on. You just watch me. Watch how I'll light up. Watch how it can give me that. A physical thing, something outside of myself, someone else's approval. That's the only way for me. If I get that person's love, I'll match it. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Do you think that a Zen monk, do you think that my holy Kabbalist rabbi is going to decide every day? Let's see what the environment has for me. Is that it? That's going to decide for me how I feel today. Let's just see. Let's see what people got. Because my happiness, my deep peace, it comes from outside of me. It comes from everybody else and all the stuff around me. No, it doesn't work that way. Why do you think Zooey Deschanel lives up the block for me? And she's very cute. And she has this energy. It's like this Tinkerbell energy. Do you think that if a woman has Tinkerbell energy like that, that she's not a constant magnet for other people and men and opportunities? People are like, hey, can I be around you? Because you're Tinkerbell. I want to be in your energy sphere. Now, how about if there's a woman who feels lack in her self-worth? How about she just feels like, oh no, I don't feel good enough. I don't feel whole. And then she goes on a date. Let's say she's even prettier than Zooey Deschanel. You think she's a vibe? Do you think the guy's all over it? Or do you think the guy's like, I don't know. I don't know, right? Not a match. Not a match. If I told you that there's a law in physics that if you took water and you put it in a pot and you kept it on a flame, it will boil, you'd go, that's true. Now, what if I told you that, but you didn't believe me? So you put the water on the pot and it's been 13 seconds of holding the heat. Heat, there's a flame there. With the flame, 13 seconds, it hasn't boiled because it doesn't usually boil in 13 seconds, right? And then you turn it off and you look and you check and you go, there's no boiling water. What's up with that? I would say, leave it on the water. Leave the fire on. Then you leave it on. Now you've got that flame. It's cooking there, right? You want to make some hard-boiled eggs. Now that flame is on for 90 seconds. And you're like, I see tiny bubbles, but nothing like you said. I'm turning this water off. And you check it again. There's a problem, right? Every time you turn it off, we got to start again, right? We need to keep momentum on that level of heat. And then what do we get? Every time you will get boiling water. Right? So I'm saying to you, right? If you can hold your own frequency, you find that way in, out of the unconscious program and into the part of you that is a witness, you can immediately feel whole. You can immediately feel free. You can immediately feel abundant. And if you hold that, the water will boil. And you know what's going to come in? Every good opportunity, every cool person, all the money, all the stuff, because you're born to thrive, right? Every redwood tree has an abundance of rain and sun because it's tall and it was meant to be tall, right? And eagles were meant to fly and to have an abundance of what they need, and they do. And my family and I, we go to the May River in South Carolina and we swim with the dolphins, and they're just majestic. Right? You wouldn't put a dolphin in a swimming pool. It's cruel. It needs an abundance. It needs infinite ocean. Right? You were supposed to have it. You're right. But the problem is you're not connected to what is really the source of your abundance, which is your truth, being awake out of the program of this limited BS, the story of I can't do this and I can't do that. And here's all the fear. And now my adrenaline's going. Now my cortisol's kicking in. And I'll tell you something else. Cortisol, as a fact, as a matter of a fact, is more addictive than nicotine. So those of you, we all do it, who spend an hour goes by, three hours, we go, God, I've been stressed out for 3 hours. Well, yeah, now you're addicted to stress, right? So tomorrow, if you start to feel this feeling that actually there's something really beautiful going on here, you start to see the world differently. You start to project a different reality onto the screen. Your body's addicted to stress hormone, legit. Just like trying to get off cigarettes, your body's going to say, hang on a second. Where's the shame? Where's the codependency? Where's the self-doubt? Where's the struggle? Give me some struggle. And you're going to have to be so fierce. And you say, no, listen. Now you listen to me. Now I'm the voice. Now I say when. Now I'm the mind. Or you get run by this artificial intelligence. Now, the cool thing about the subconscious program is what we know from the mind, there's neuroplasticity. You can go in and create new ones and zeros. You can create a new software program. That's what we're doing this week. So we are going to announce some winners. We are going to give you some homework. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to put the homework in the Facebook group. And we're going to put with it what we're going to be giving away. And every day this week, we're going to give away something awesome. There's going to be like Chanel sunglasses and like Burberry sandals and like Cartier perfume, like really fun stuff, right? To just let you play in the space of like, oh my gosh, what would feel so good? What if I stopped limiting myself, right? And this was just day one. Tell me in the chat if you had any aha moment today, if there was anything useful for you today, if there was any breakthrough here for you today. So every day this week, we're going to build on this. And by the end, we're going to put it all together. It's kind of like when Mr. Miyagi had Daniel paint the fence and sand the deck. He's like, why are you having me paint the fence? He's like, oh, now I understand. Now I have the muscles to which I can do this karate. So we're teaching you some principles as we go through this week so that you can become a master manifester. And what I want you to do, I want you to be on the lookout, because this week, remember I said that we created this week in and of itself to give you a breakthrough? Yes. At the end of this week, I can tell you all about the retreat we're doing in June and the 12-week program that we're doing. And so many people usually sign up for all these things, and that's great. And I'm here for this breakthrough right now. And so I want to guarantee you that if you start to plug in to a new level of consciousness, a new level of awareness, I want you to start to look for how things already start to feel different today. Maybe some synchronicities change because you do have a different dial. The receiver, your radio is tuned a little differently. Maybe there's a little less static. And maybe by the end of the week, we can get you to play your favorite song, right? We can tune you to a place where you go, holy shit, I did this. And it's not mindset. It's consciousness. It's awareness. It's utilizing the instrument, which is me, to tap in, to turn on, to be the master orchestra of my life. So there's going to be a few homework questions that are posted, and posted with it will be, what is the giveaway? And we will choose two or three of you tomorrow, and we'll, just for participating, we'll be giving away gifts every single day. But some of you already entered giveaways before, because you saw that we were doing a giveaway for just following me on Instagram, which I'm at Kathy.Heller. Anyone who followed me there was entered into a raffle to win an Apple computer, a desktop, a red, not just an Apple, a red one. We're going to announce that winner right now. And for anybody who wants to be in the raffle who didn't yet win today, or who didn't get to enter today, or you want to be entered for, we're going to do that again at the end of this week. So if you missed your chance to enter the raffle for this iMac computer, then all you have to do is you can go follow me on Instagram, and then we'll show you in the Facebook group. You'll see there's a little raffle. You can add your name to it. And anyone who adds from today down, you'll be entered, and we'll choose from that whole pool. So if you're already entered, you'll already be entered again. We'll do the next raffle on Friday, but we're going to announce the winner. All you have to do for that was follow me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller, because there's some really cool content there that I would love you guys to have. And then there's a second raffle we're going to announce right now for anybody who subscribed to my podcast. My podcast, you can find it at kathyheller.com/podcast. Andrew McCarthy is my guest today on the podcast. A gorgeous conversation about how he recently traveled 600 miles on foot with his son, and they learned so much. He's an amazing guy. You can listen to that podcast. You can subscribe for free. And then we'll do another one of those giveaways at the end of the week as well. So go subscribe to the podcast, kathyheller.com/podcast. And if you do, we're going to choose a winner right now who already did that. And you guys will have won Beats headphones, a Marc Jacobs tote, and a small water bottle. And we will pick another few winners on Friday. So Colleen, I'll let you announce the names for that.
Yes. So our big drum roll for our red iMac, the first winner is Kelly Strange. So congratulations, Kelly. You are the grand winner.
That is amazing. Is she here right now? So I will say this. Is Kelly here? So for the rest of this week, if you want to be able to claim your prizes, you have to be here live, because that feels really fair to all of the people. But for these first giveaways, nobody knew that, I don't think. We assumed that you'd be here live, but we will find her. Okay, and who is the next winner?
Yeah, so for the bundle winner, it is Michelle Hardy Estrada. So congratulations, Michelle.
That's so awesome. So Michelle won Beats headphones. You can choose the color you want. You won a Marc Jacobs tote, and you also won an awesome water bottle. And Kelly won an iMac. We're going to be giving things away every single day this week. From here out, if you want to claim them, you need to be here live in order to claim them, right? And if not, we'll just read the next name. We'll pick another winner. We had so much fun with you. Thank you so much for coming today. We have so much more to get into. We'll see you tomorrow.